grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
愿神的恩惠与各位同在。
Life is very challenging sometimes.
有时候生活是非常的，很多的充满了考验。
Sometimes we have battles in schools, in working place, at a working place, or at home.
有时候我们在学校、在工作或在家庭中都有许多的困难。
And sometimes we feel very frustrated.
有时候我们会觉得非常灰心。
But the Bible reminds us that we are not fighting with the flesh.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们并不是在与肉体血气在征战。
We are fighting with the princes of the air.
我们与我们对我们跟着
That is the Satan.
跟撒旦来征战。
Jesus Christ set a very good example in his life.
耶稣给我们做了很好的榜样。
He lived a victorious life.
他在世上活着一个得胜的生活。
He started with overcoming temptation.
他首先在先是要做的是胜过试探。
So we should learn from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们应该从跟耶稣来学习。
How to overcome temptation of flesh, temptation of vain glory, and temptation of faith.
我们要跟耶稣来学习怎么胜过肉体的试探，怎么胜过这个荣华的试探，怎么胜过信心的试探。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
我们看到路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4, verse 1.
路加福音第四章第一节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 1.
路加福音第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wildernesses. Verse 2.
第二节。
Being tempted for 40 days by the devil, and in those days he ate nothing, and afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. Please jump to verse 13.
我们看到第十三节。
Now when the devil had ended every action, he departed from him until an opportune time. We can see Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit to receive temptation from Satan.
在这里我们可以看到耶稣被圣灵带领去接受魔鬼的试探。
So when we receive temptation, it is not necessary that we are weak.
所以当我们受到试探的时候，并不表示我们一定是是软弱的。
Sometimes we have the fullness of Holy Spirit.
有的时候我们是被圣灵充满。
Yet God allowed Satan to tempt us.
但是神还是让撒旦来试探我们。
From the ancient time till now, there are three major tricks for Satan to tempt human being.
从古时候到现在撒旦有三个技巧来试探人。
One is to use the desire of flesh, desire of the eyes, and the pride of this life to tempt us.
所以就是撒旦会用肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲来试探人。
Then how Jesus overcome those kind of temptation? How did Jesus overcome this kind of temptation?
所以我们来看耶稣如何来胜过这样的试探。
Please read Luke chapter 4, verse 3 to 4.
我们来看到路加福音第四章从第三个节。
Please put a bookmark in Luke chapter 4.
我们可以将书先放在路加福音第四章。
And the devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Verse 4.
第四节。
Jesus answered him, saying, Is it written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God? Jesus used the scripture to defeat Satan.
耶稣用圣经的话来抵挡撒旦。
Jesus was hungry.
耶稣那时候饿了。
To eat is a very normal desire.
要吃是一个非常正常的一个欲望。
Following the ways of Satan to eat is a sin.
但是跟随着撒旦的方法去吃的话，就是一个罪。
Because Satan used a wrong way for us to get our normal stuff.
有时候撒旦让我们用错的方法去得到我们正常所应
得的。Indeed, man needs bread.
没有错，人是需要食物。
Even after 40 days of fasting, Jesus still need to eat and drink.
啊，当耶稣禁食40天之后，他也是需要吃跟喝。
If a person did not eat and drink for days, for sure he would die if he did not have the special mercy from God.
如果人没有神的特别的恩惠的话，一段时间没有吃喝就会死。
So it is tough for some brother and sister to fast in prayer, actually.
所以对有些弟兄姐妹来说，能够禁食来祷告是非常是困难的。
Some students do not like to hear the story of hamburgers when they are in fasting.
当有些学生他们在禁食祷告中间的时候，不希望听到一些像汉堡的故事。
But of course, men do not live by bread alone.
但是人并不是只靠着食物而活。
In Amos chapter 8 says about people feel hungry not because they don't have bread to eat or water to drink.
在阿摩斯书第八章讲到并不是因为饥渴，并不是因为没有东西吃没有东西喝而饥渴。
Because they did not have the word of God.
那是因为他们不听神的话。
Also today, people still feel very empty, even though they have good life on earth.
现在有些人虽然有好的生活，但是他们还是觉得非常的饥渴。
我 still remember once upon a time in Northern California, there was a brother came to me around 11 p.m.
我记得在北加州的时候，有位弟兄来，大概在晚上11点来找我。
He gave me a concept that really impressed me a lot.
他给我一个让我很惊奇的一个想法。
He says that at that time he was out of job and he was not afraid of, you know, not have food to eat.
他那时候失去了他的工作，但是他却不怕没有食物可以吃。
But one thing he really scared about is the uncertainty of life.
但是他最惧怕的并不是没有东西吃，而是生命中的不确定。
He feel like, you know, he do not know what will happen tomorrow, and that kind of uncertainty really shocked him.
他觉得他不知道明天会发生什么事，他这样子的一个不确定，对他来讲非常的惊
恐。So today, even we have food to eat, yet our heart may not feel safe.
虽然我们现在今天可能有食物吃，但是我们的心却有可能并不安定。
A sister mentioned that before she was converted, she had many things in life.
有一位姐妹也说到，她在信主之前，她生命中非常的充足富有。
But simply she did not feel satisfaction in life.
但是她在心中却从来没有感觉到满足。
So you see, our heart is very small.
我们的心很小。
But there are so many material things simply cannot fulfill it.
但是却再多的物质上的东西却没有办法将它满足。
So indeed, man does not live by bread alone.
的确，人活着不是单靠食物。
Really by the words of God.
的确是要借着神的话。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 78, verse 25.
那我们看到诗篇第七十八篇。
Psalm 78, verse 25.
诗篇七十八篇第二十五节。
Maybe start from 24.
我可以从第二十四节开始看。
78:24-25.
诗篇七十八篇第二十四节、二十五节。诗篇七十八篇第二十四节。
He rained down manna on them to eat and gave them of the bread of heaven. 25. Men ate angels' food. He sent them food to the full. Angels does not have our physical body.
天使并没有像我们有肉体。
But manna was the food of angels.
但是 manna 却是的天使的食物。
So indeed, nowadays, spiritual manna refer to the words of God.
但现在呢，这个属灵的 manna 就是代表着神的话。
It will satisfy our soul.
会满足我们的。
Just like the food will satisfy our flesh.
就好像食物会是会满足我们的肉体。
You see, the word of God the words of God are full of the love of God.
这神的话是充满神的爱。
Therefore, really, men do not live on bread alone, but really, men live on depends on the love of God.
的确，人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠着神的爱。
I was impressed by a story written by a Russian author.
我对一个俄罗斯的作家所写的一篇文章感。
It mentioned about a story took an angel trying to, maybe I share this with you, an angel tried to take away, was ordered by God to take away a woman's life.
这个故事讲到有一位天使受神的命令去将取一个妇人的性命。
But the woman talked to the angel, saying that please take away my life years later because you see, my husband just died.
这位妇人就向这天使说，请在几年之后再将我的性命取去，因为我的先生刚刚去世。
See, my twin baby was born just now.
我的双胞胎的孩子才刚刚生。
And these twin babies do not have uncles, grandfathers, and any relatives, only have me.
然后这两个这个小孩呢，都没有任何的亲戚，他们只有我。
Now, if you take my lives away, who is going to raise up these twin babies?
所以如果你将我的生命取去，谁要将这两个孩子带大
？Especially one of them was crippled.
其中一个孩子还是残障。
Angel has merciful heart, so angel left and reported to God, saying that you know he simply cannot do it.
所以这天使就很有爱心，他没有办法做这样的事情，所以他就向神回报说。
And of course, in the story, then God says that because you disobey my commandment, you shall return.You should become a man and try to figure out three questions.
然后这个故事接下来就说神对他说，对这位天使说，因为你不遵守我的命令，所以你要变成人去寻找三个答案。
The first question is, what does man have in their heart?
所以第一个要寻找的就是人在心中有什么。
Second question is that what does man does not know about in life?
那第二个问题就是。人在生命中、生活中不了解的是什么
？The third question is that how do men rely on to make a living to live？
第三个就是人是靠着什么来活着
？Later on, this angel was sent down on earth without any clothing in a winter day in Russia.
所以这位天使就被送到地面上，然后身上没有任何衣服，在很冷的。
There was a man who was going out to try to collect his debts in the New Year time, and he failed to do. Nobody, the life was very difficult at that time, so the debtors was not able to, return his money.
所以他就碰到一个人，他要在很寒冷的新年的时候要去收债，但是这因为生活都很不好，没有人可以付。
Suddenly, found these homeless people staying nearby the chapel.
所以这一位这个无家可归的人呢，他就站在这个会堂前面。
I feel like he's very pitiful, therefore he gave away his own coat to that homeless angels.
但他就觉得这位这个无家可归的这一位天使呢，觉得非常可怜，所以将他的衣服给他。
Later on, he has pitiful heart and received this man into his house.
然后之后他。还有这个慈心将这个天使带去他的家。
The wife of this man was very angry.
但是这个人的太太呢，却非常的生气。
See, you go out. I ask you to go out to have some money, and you do not, you do not collect the debts, and you bring the homeless people home.
然后他因为这太太就说，我要你出去收钱，但是你却没有收到任何钱，反而带了一个。
I've been longing for a good coat, and now you give your own coat to these homeless poor people.
我想要一件好的外套，但是你却将你自己的外套给这个人。
She was angry, but she also feels sympathy, so she just cooked a meal for that person, and she wanted to leave the house.
所以，但是她却还是有这个慈心，她就帮她煮了一餐，然后希望她能够就这样离开。
Angry on the way out, she thought about it, and she returned back home.She thought about how pitiful that person was, and she returned back home.
所以他这个他的妻子呢，出去之后想了想，还是有这样的怜悯的心，所以他又回来了。
Then that angel smiled.
然后这一位天使就笑了。
He found the first answer.
他找到了第一个答案。
There was love in man's heart.
啊，在人的心中有爱。
Then one day there was a rich person came to bring a very expensive leather, try to make a shoes for them because the owner of this house was a tailor.
啊，这个人呢，他是一位裁缝师，所以有一天呢，有一个很有钱的人拿了很贵的一个皮子件来，希望他能做到。
But the angel was able to see that, you know, this man was followed by another angel who is going to take away his life, and only he can see it.
然后，但是他却看到这个有很有钱的人呢，有一位天使跟着他，要将他的生命取去，但只有这位天使看得到。
So when they departed, this angel did not make the shoes they requested, the design they requested, but simply make a dead man's shoes.
但是这个，所以当这位有钱人离开之后，这个天使呢就为他，并没有为他做他想要，这个人想要做的鞋子，反而为他做一双。
The owner was very, very anxious because he did not. This angel never make any mistakes, but yeah, how come he make a serious mistake this time?
然后这一位接纳这个店的老板，这个店的老板呢，就非常的惊慌，因为这个天使为他工作，他都从来都没有犯过什么错。
Later on, he realized that a servant from that rich man came and reported that his master died, and please make a dead man's shoes.
但是之后，就这位有钱人的的仆人来，就跟他们说，因为他的主人去世了，所以请他们做一双使人。
So the angel realized that indeed men do not know when they are going to die.
所以这天使就了解了，这人不知道什么时候会死。
He never smiled in his life on earth. This is the second time he smiles.
然后这是他在这世界上第二次的笑。
One day, suddenly, he saw a twin baby coming in.
然后有一天，他看到这有一个双胞胎的孩子进来。
That baby actually, they were about, you know, 4 years old, and the angel's eye was wide open.
这一对双胞胎的孩子大概只有四岁，然后这个天使呢就看到他们。他们眼
睛就睁开了。He knew this twin baby was the one that, you know, was born by the mother asking him not to take away her life.
因为他知道这一对小孩呢，是他的母亲，就是当年他没有将他性命取走的那位。
And another woman followed by this twin baby in, and the woman was talking to the owner.
然后所以之后有一位妇人就进来了，在跟这个老板在讲话。
Say, you see, I had a baby 4 years ago, and my baby boy died, and the villager asked me to take care of these twin babies.
我在四年前有了这两个孩子。
No, he had a baby boy, and he died, and villager asked her to take care of these twin babies.
然后他有他的那个他自己的孩子死掉了，然后他的这个村庄呢就希望他能够照顾这两个孩子。
At the very beginning, she was reluctant to do it.
在刚开始他并不想要做。
But you know, she simply have too many milks, so she just take it over later on.
但是他
take them over.
他本身，所以但是他他本身有这些奶，所以他就之后就叫他们带来。
And now she say it's a gift from God. Now she treat the baby just like her own.
他之后就觉得这是从神来的礼物，他就将这两个孩子当成他自己的。
And the angel smiled the third time.
然后这时候这个天使就笑了。
She realized that men do not rely on, you know, bread alone. Men really rely on love to continue their life.
因为天使知道了，人活着并不是单靠食物，而是真的靠的是神，从神来的爱。
And I was touched by this story because it really gave us a very interesting concept.
我对这个故事感到很感动，因为的确告诉我们很有趣的一个。
Every day we are looking for bread to live.
每一天我们都想要寻求食物来。
But indeed, men do not live by bread alone.
但是的确，人 人并不是单靠。
Man depends on the love of God, the love of man. We are able to continue our life.
那人是借着神的爱，人的爱来继续我们的生命。
The word of God contains many love of God.
啊，神的话语是有充满着神的爱。
The word of God contains many promises that we can get.
啊，神的话中充满了很多我们能够得到的这个。
So not only to live by bread, we should live by every word from the mouth of God.
所以我们不只要单靠食物活着，而要靠着神。
How did Jesus overcome the temptation of vainglory?
那我们再看到耶稣如何胜过这世上的荣华。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
我们再看回来路加福音第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 5.
路加福音第四章第五节。
To verse 8.
第五到第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 5 to 8.
Then
the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. 6. And the devil said to him, All this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give to whoever I wish. 7. Therefore, if you will worship before me, and all will be yours. 8. And Jesus answered and said to him,Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Satan bring Jesus up to a high mountain.
And
in a vision, allow Jesus to see all the glories of the earth.
And
tell him that if you worship me, all this will be yours. All these glories, earthly glories will be yours.Actually, Satan was a lie to Jesus.
但是撒旦却是在骗耶稣。
Because for a spiritual person, all our blessing come from God, not from Satan.
我们知道从所有的祝福是从神而来，而不是从撒旦。
There is no association between God and Satan.
在神跟撒旦中间并没有任何的关系。
We really live in different spiritual realm.
我们的确是住在不同的属灵的。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 to 15.
我们看到约翰一书。
1 John chapter 5 verse 14 to 15.
约翰一书第五章第十四十五节。
For this is the confidence that we have in him.That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. 15. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. So everything we ask God, God shall give to us according to his will.
所以我们向神求的，神会借着他的旨意来给我们。
Let's read verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world is under.The sway of the wicked one. We are of God. Other people are under the control of Satan, but not us.
我们在这里看到我们是属神的，但是世界上的人却是属于撒旦，但是我们并不属于。
So all our blessings and you know glories is if God want to give us, God will give to us.
所以我们所有的荣我们的福气恩典，如果神要给我们，他就会给我们。
Satan is of different world.
但是撒旦却是在不同的世界。
When I went to Argentina, there was a sister who is a doctor. Share with me one story.
我到阿根廷的时候，有位姐妹，她是医生，她跟我说一个故事。
She worked in a psychiatrist, 神经病院哈，psychiatrist.She worked in a crazy man's place, huh?
她在一个精神病院的工作。
You know, this kind of illness sometimes it is from truly ill. Sometimes those guys are possessed. It all depends.
所以在这种地方呢，有些人是真正的是生病，有些却是被魔鬼来。
And there was a possessed talk to a doctor.
有一个被鬼附着的人跟医生说
this lady is coming by us. This lady has a charms under his coat, under her coat. If you do not believe in me, just check with her to see if there's a charm inside the clothing.
然后他就跟一个医生说，这一位有一个女妇人走过来她在衣服下有一个
有一个那个牌，有一个东西叫坠子
坠子然后你不信的话，你可以去查查看。
Indeed, they take a look and there was a stub under the clothing.
他们去看，的确是有一个。
Another gentleman came over, and this person says that this gentleman has a very good girlfriend, but they will not get married in the future.
然后又有一个人男人走过来，他就跟这个人就跟那医生说，他有一个很好的女朋友，但是他们以后不会结婚。
This gentleman feels very sad after listening to this.
这个男人呢，他在听到之后就感到非常伤心。
Then there's another girl came sees our sister.
然后再有一个我们一位姐妹来到。
That is the doctor, huh? And
就是这位医生。
The possessed person said, "I do not know anything about this person. This person is at different country with me."
然后他这位被鬼附到的人就说，他什么事情我都不知道，因为。
So we can see our blessings are from God. We are different realms spiritually.
我们知道我们的福气是从神而来，我们跟撒旦是不同世界。
Jesus do not, you know, was not tempted by the earthly glories, even though many people are looking for earthly glory.
耶稣并没有被世界上的荣华来受到试探，像我们很多人都是受到这样的试探。
You see, Lot.Step by step, went into the city of Sodom.
我们看到罗德当时一步一步的，慢慢的走到索多玛。
City, the Sodom, this city, the Bible says, looks like it Egypt, and also looks like the Garden of God.
这个索多玛这个城市呢，圣经记载的看起来像埃及，又像神的话，神的园子。
Indeed, Lot was able to become a high officer in the city of Sodom.
罗德可以在索多玛成为一个高官。
As if he received a lot of earthly glory.
他受到了很多的属世上的世界上的荣华。
But it was not given by God. He tried to grab those earthly glory by himself.
但是这些却不是从神而来，是他自己想要去抓住。
Later on, he went out of this sinful city empty-handed. Even his wife lost her life.
但是最后他空手的离开这个罪恶的城市。
So what is glory really, really like?
所以这个
earthly glory,
这世界上的荣华到底是什么样子的？
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 24.
看到彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 24.
彼得前书第一章第二十四节。
Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of name, all the glory of man as the flowers of the grass. The grass withered and the flower falls away. 25. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Here the Bible reminded us that all the glory will fade away one day because they are like the flowers on the grass.
在这里讲到所有的荣华都会像花草一样枯干。
There was a newspaper talk about when Bill Clinton was going to step down. There was a joke talk about this situation.
在新闻报纸上有一个笑话，说到当克林顿要下台的时候
，It says that what was Bill Clinton was going to do when he stepped down.
所以他这个笑话就讲到当克林顿下台的时候，他要做什么
？So maybe he will mow the lawn, maybe he will wash the cars, and maybe he will have another press conference.
他就说到他可能会会在除草，或许会在家里洗车，或者会召开一个记者会。
But the press conference only have one attendant.
然后这个记者会可能只有一个人参加。
And he will be dozing off.
但是他却是会在打瞌睡。
Of course, this is a joke, but tell us that really earthly glory one day will be fade away.
虽然这是一个笑话，但是的确告诉我们。这世界上荣华有一天会失去。
No, we should not only try to look for this kind of earthly glory and yield into the temptation of Satan.
所以我们不要只在寻求了这样世界的荣华，而 接受这个撒旦。
We shall seek after God to serve the Lord.
要追求神来服侍神。
Again, I read this story from this Russian author. Talk about an old couple.
然后再一次，我在读这个俄罗斯的这个作家的故事，这次讲到他一个老的夫妻。
They have been very rich in all their life. They have a lot of ships. But one day, because of plague, many ships die, and then they went into famine, and they ran into robbery.Later on, in their old age, they had nothing left.
所以当他们在这一对夫妻在年轻的时候，他们非常，他们有钱，他们什么都有，他们有很多的羊，很多财产，但是他们却遇到了瘟疫、灾荒、饥荒，然后他们之后又遭到被抢，所以他们在年老的时候什么都没有。
People was asking them how do they feel about their life.They are so fortunate when they are young and so unfortunate when they are old.
因为他们在年轻的时候非常的非常富裕，但是在他们年老却看起来非常的悲哀，所以人们就问他们的觉得自己的一生像什么。
The wives mentioned that, you know, we never feel so satisfied until now.
但这位老妇人却说我们从来没有像现在那么感到满足过。
See, now they have time for each other, for their spouse.
他们现在有时间可以跟夫妻来。
They have time to pray to God.
他们有时间来向神祷告。
They have time to seek the need of their soul.
他们有时间来寻求灵魂上的需求。
They say yes, they were rich, but they were so busy when in the past.
的确，他们以前很富有，但是他们却非常非常的忙碌。
They don't have time for each other.
没有对方没有时间。
They worry for many things.
他们很困扰的很多事情。
She said, when the guests come, they worry about how to entertain the guests.
当他们也想到说到当有客人来的时候，他们想要如何来取悦这些客人。
When guests left, they do have to think about if the employee was lazy or do they steal anything.
然后当这些客人走之后，他们又要烦恼着他们的工人有没有在偷懒，有没有在偷东西。
Did the wolf trying to catch the sheep？
有没有狼想要来抢这些羊
？When they lay down on bed, they will think about does the mother sheep, you know, rolling over on the baby sheep？
当他们躺在床上睡觉的时候，又想到的这些母羊有没有压住他的
小羊。They have to wake up and check.
他们需要半夜起来来检查。
The wolf thinks that she always has quarrel with her husband because they always have different opinion concerning their decision.
然后他们在夫妻间也常常在争吵，因为他们都有不同的意见。
So life was a chaos in the past.
所以在以前这个生活是非常的混乱的。
But he said that now you should not let because now really we cry bitterly when we first lost all the stuff.
的确，我们在刚刚失去的时候，的确非常的痛苦。
But now we are so thankful.
但现在我们非常感谢。
We don't need to worry about lunch and dinner because the one we hire us are provided for us.
我们不需要再为我们说要吃什么来忧虑，因为这雇我们的人呢，他会给我们。
We have time for each other.
对我们夫妻间有时间。
We have time for God.
我们有时间给神。
We have time for our soul.
我们有时间给我们的灵魂。
And all the guests were silent at that time.
所以当时所有其他人都不讲话。
They are thinking about this situation.
他们在思考。
Indeed, it is true.
的确，这是真的。
There was a reflection from a gardener who worked in a mansion.
在有一位园丁呢，他在讲到他在。在一个富有人家。
He says that he is the luckiest person in the whole world.
他说到他是全世界最幸运的人。
He said his master provided him a lodging place to take care of the garden.
因为他讲到他的主人来给他一个地方可以住着，然后再来管理他的。
His master have a beautiful garden, but do not have time to enjoy the garden.
他这个主人 有一个非常漂亮的花园，但是他却没有时间来
享受。He was the one enjoy the garden.
但是他却是这一位来在享受这个园。
His master have good mansions, but he do not too much time. He have to travel a lot and do not have enough time to stay at home.
啊，他的主人有一个很好的房屋，但是他却没有时间在住在家中。
He enjoyed the mansion.
但是他却是这位园丁在享受这个。
The master have a beautiful pool, but he did not have too much time to swim in it.
这位主人有很漂亮的游泳池，但是他却没有时间来游。
And he enjoyed the swimming pool.
但是却是这位园丁在享受这个。
So really, a lot of time we are very busy to make many money, but we lost many things in life.
的确，有时候我们非常的忙碌，想要赚很多的钱，但是我们却失去了。
We have a lot of vain glory, but we do not truly satisfied with our life.
啊，我们有很多的虚华的虚荣，但是。却没有办法真正的感到满足。
Jesus was not tempted by this earthly glory.
但是耶稣却没有因被这个世界上的荣华来。
Say you shall worship the Lord your God and Him only you shall serve.
耶稣用圣经的话回答说，你要当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。
See for a person to not really interested in earthly gaining or earthly glory, Satan tried to use the faith to tempt him.
如果一个人没有对这个肉体上的欲望跟这个荣华没有兴趣的话，这个撒旦就会用信心来试探他。
Please read verse 9 to 12。
我们来看到路加福音第四章第九到十二节。
Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him.If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, you shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands you shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Verse 12. And Jesus answered and said to him, it was being said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now, Jesus was brought up to the wing of the temple.
在这里，耶稣被带到这个圣殿的顶上。
He was on the top of the faith.
他那时候是在信心的最顶端。
And Satan used faith to tempt him.
撒旦用信心来试探耶稣。
Not long ago, I heard a story from mainland China. There was a new religion called Eastern Thunder.Thunder from the east. 东方闪电。
我之前在从中国那边听到一个新的宗教，叫做东方闪电。
And they also lure some leaders of our church. Some of our leaders in mainland China follow this religions.
有些我们。在中国的一些教会的领导，他们被这个宗教来吸引去。
How did they fall away?
他们如何？为什么会
？They fall into the temptation of faith.
他们怎么离去的呢？他们因为受到信心上的试探。
Because they know that those leaders do not love money or sex, but they really enjoy the miracle of God.
因为知道那些领导人对这世界上的肉体对这个荣华并没有感兴趣，但是他们很希望很享受神的神迹。
Therefore, they ask someone to pretend that they are possessed and ask our brother and sister to cast out demons.
然后他们就请人来假装被魔鬼附身，然后就请我们的弟兄姐妹去赶鬼。
Of course, it was a fake one, so it was not working. But they just, you know, perform miracles and cast it out, according to their way.
但是这个因为是假的，所以他们当然没有办法将这鬼赶出去。然后他们就用他们自己的方法，就行了这样的神迹。
So indeed, sometimes for those who persuade God, there was a temptation of faith.
所以当的确对那些追求神的人的确有
Since Jesus always used the word of God to defeat Satan, now Satan twists the word of God to tempt Jesus.
既然耶稣常常用这个圣经上的话，神的话来抵挡撒旦，然后撒旦这里就将神的话扭转来要来试探耶稣。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 91, verse 11.
我们看到诗篇第九十一篇。
1:11. This is the quoting from the Satan, no? From devil.
诗篇第九十一篇第十一节。
For he shall give his angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Verse 12. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Satan tried to say, you know, you shall jump down from this temple.An angel will protect you according to those verses.
所以撒旦就说你可以从殿顶上跳下去，然后这个神的使者会保护你，因为在圣经上有这样的记载。
But please read verse 15.
但是如果我们看十五节。
He shall call upon me, and I shall answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. Actually, the Bible is talking about when we are in trouble.Are not purposely to went into trouble, then the Lord will save us.
但是圣经在这里讲到，在十五节讲到说，当我们在急难中，神会与我们同在，而不是我们自己去造成这样的。
So as a spiritual person, we should be very careful about the trick of Satan. Do not fall into the temptation of faith.
所以我们在追求神当中，不要掉进这个撒旦的网罗。
When we want to force God to fulfill His will in a time limitation, then we are tempting God. Just like you jump down within seconds, you want God to save you. It is you tempt God by doing this on purpose.
对，就像我们在向神求事情的时候，要神马上来答应我们就好像我们在试探神。
See, without purposes, by jumping down from the temple, it is like a show. It is not a true need in daily life.
所以就像我们从殿顶上跳下来，这个并不是我们日常生活的需要，而是我们自己想要去表现。
Today, maybe some people are playing with snakes, and they say that even if they are bitten by the poison snake, they will not die.
现在有些人或许会在玩的毒蛇，但是他们却说，就算被毒蛇咬到，他们也不会死。
This is a tempting of God, of faith.
这是在试探神。
So in our faith, we should try to understand the will of God according to the Bible.
所以这个信心，我们要了解，从圣经上来了解神的旨意。
Otherwise, we might go to the wrong direction and tempt, and went into the temptation of faith.
所以不然我们可能会去行了一个。行到一个错的方向。
Some people say, no, I want to know the will of God, so I will close the Bible, I will offer a silent prayer, then I will turn on the Bible, and my eyes will pinpoint to the Bible, and this is the will of God for me.
有些人会觉得说，我想要知道神的旨意，所以我将这圣经合上，我向神来祷告，然后翻开圣经，找到一句话，这就是神的旨意。
This is the temptation. I mean, this is a temptation of faith.
这样子就是信心的试探。
Because they do not truly know the will of God in the Bible.
因为他们并不了解在圣经中神的旨意。
Some people believe in Bible code. A Bible code. This is a book.
这个有些人相信这圣经的密码。
Bible code actually they rearrange the original tasks. For example, they will say you will take out chapter one, the fifth character of.Every chapter is the fifth characters of first verse. And then they were able to predict many things and interpret many phenomena of this life.
或许他们将一些原文中的一些圣经原文中的一些字拿掉，然后来重新排列组合，然后想要来预言一些事情。
See, this is not the way we try to understand the will of God.
像这并不是我们要来了解神旨意的一个方法。
If we went into this, actually we fall into the temptation of faith also.
如果我们如行这样的方面的话，我们就进入了这样信心。
So to have faith is good.
所以有信心是好的。
But we should be aware of the wrong way and fall into the temptation.
我们 但是我们要小心，我们不要走错了路，走错了方向。
See, there are many battles in our life.
的确，在我们生命中有很多的征战。
And superficially, it seems like it's, you know, human being is the event that bothers us.
有些这世界上的事情在困扰着我们。
But actually, we should understand that we are fighting against the principality and the power in the air.
那我们要知道，我们所要征战的是这天上的这个属灵气的。
So we should think about what we have gone through and compare with what Jesus has gone through.
我们要知道我们经过的耶稣也经过。
We should learn from Jesus.
我们要从耶稣的方法来学习。
Let's read it again, Luke chapter 4.
我们再看到路加福音第四章。
Please pay attention to verse 13 again.
我们再看到第十三节。
4:13. Now when the devil had ended every temptation.Not about every temptation.
在十三节这一讲，也圣经讲到魔鬼用完了各样的事。
So all our temptation will not be too far away from these three categories that we write it on the board. Show on the projectors.
我们日常生活中所会碰到的这些试探，并不会跟着我们这三点，我们讲到这三点。
So if we follow Jesus' way, have the right concepts, the Lord will help us overcome temptations.
所以我们如果有一个正确的观念的话，我们神会带领我们，保佑我们在这试探中。
May the Lord continue to guide and bless us.
愿神继续带领我们。
Let's sing hymn 172.
我们唱诗172首。